How about this for a holiday forecast? Partly cloudy with a high temperature up to about 66. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Hainville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer is forced out after mishandling the case of Pardon Seal Eddie Gallagher. Spencer agreed to let Gallagher keep his rank even though a review has not been completed.
More State Department documents have been released, about 100 pages. They seem to confirm an extensive effort to generate an after-the-fact justification for the Ukraine controversy.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has jumped into the Democratic presidential field.
Climate change activists delayed the annual Harvard-Yale football game on Saturday. The game was delayed about an hour after activists rushed the field at the end of halftime.
AAA says there'll be over 1.5 million more people on the roads this Thanksgiving week than there were last year.
We have always feared Elsa's powers were too much for this world.
Disney's Frozen iced the competition at the box office over the weekend, earning a whopping $127 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. Couple of reminders. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. If you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. What a great week to win that basket. Iron Bowl week, Thanksgiving. Let me tell you something. Cannot go wrong there. Also, they have a few smoked glazed hams that are 18 pounds. I think it's $79. 280 Farm. Call them. Make sure they've got one. Get it. Reserve it. Then go down and pick it up. You'll love it for Thanksgiving or game day. Let's go to RJ. RJ, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, hello. To all of you.
RJ, how are you?
I'm fine. I want to say I do not watch CNN, but they had advertised a program that was going to be on last night, and so I decided I would watch it to see what it was about. And the name of the program was Lies That President Trump Tells. and it was on in prime time from 8 till 9, and the whole show was about all the different things they thought Trump did wrong, and with interviewing people that did not like him and didn't like his policy. But it was the whole hour, and, you know, I got thinking about that. You know, people that don't keep up with the news, if they had heard that program, you know, they would think, what in the world's going on here?
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that's why.
It was an awful program.
That's why CNN does it.
And then after it was over, I flipped over to the Fox, and they had a wonderful program honoring the Patriots and giving, you know, rewards out, recognizing Patriots. And this was ordinary citizens, and that was such a good program. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that, and I wondered if anyone else had saw that program or that was on last night on CNN and what they thought about it.
I go to great lengths not to watch CNN, but if there's
I don't either.
There you go. If there's anybody out there that did see it, that would like to comment on it, give us a call at 272-9228.
That's the first thing. I think I have watched it all on CNN, but they had just talked about it a lot. And I thought, you know, I just wonder what they're going to say, and that's all it was trash.
Well, CNN, they actually have tape of the president of CNN talking about our mission is to get Trump.
Well, after I watched the program, I wondered if, you know, since the Democrats had such a hard time on this impeachment things that we're doing this past week, maybe that's why they put this on, because, you know, to sway people back, maybe.
Yeah, let me tell you something. They definitely did some regrouping this weekend, because polling numbers for the Democrats on this whole thing are going the wrong way.
And I do enjoy your program. You bring us a lot of the facts, and I do want to offer condolences also to the officer's family. And I know it's a hard time. It's the holidays. But thank you so much, and have a good Thanksgiving.
RJ, thank you for the kind words.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. RJ, now we have JR. Hey, yeah. JR.
Hi. I wanted to ask you something. I know that Jeff Sessions has been on, you know, the morning program and the afternoon program a couple of times, and maybe somebody asked and I missed it, but two questions I'd like to him to answer is, number one, did Rod Rosenstein, in fact, sign the FISA warrant? And two, what was his involvement with that wearing the wire in the 25th Amendment? Because we know that two of the guys, cabinet members, went to the the lady that headed up the Nikki Haley. We know that two of them went to her and tried to get her on board with them. So we know that there were people, maybe cabinet officials, trying to do that. But I mean, why not ask Jeff Sessions about those two things?
I did ask him about Rosenstein in a kind of a different manner. The answer to your question is Rosenstein did sign the fourth application. The question I asked Jeff Sessions was, Rosenstein a black hat or a white hat? And his answer was, let's see what happens when we see the report.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, Rosenstein, if the rest of them are guilty for signing a false FISA warrant, and he's right there with them because he had the responsibility to, you know, to look at the information that, you know, justified the thing. So I'm just curious. I'm not hearing his name mentioned in any of these things that are coming up, and I'm just curious about him.
Yeah, I am also. I think this report is probably going to have an effect on that. Is what Rosenstein's first defense of that was, I did not read the report. I was told about the report, and I signed off on it.
That's not an excuse, is it?
No, it's not an excuse.
Okay. All right. We'll see in the fullness of time.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you, JR. RJ and JR like that. Papa B? Papa B! How are you, my friend?
Woohoo! Doing good, Dan.
You got big plans for the Iron Bowl and Thanksgiving?
We do. We go down to our our family get together on Thanksgiving. It's always a big time, and you know, there's sometimes 50 people or more there.
That's down in Florida, isn't it?
No, it's down in south between Fort Deposit and Greenville.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, big time. I'm taking the turkeys down this year. Somebody at our church does smoked turkeys for the missions group, raises money, and they do a great job. So, yeah, going to have a fun time. You know, we have a turkey bowl for those who are able to play football still.
You're not getting too old for that, are you?
I guess I got a little bit too old for it several years ago now, but anyway, going a hayride down all through the family lands. It's just a nice time to play cards at night, everything. So, big time.
Sounded like a lot of family fun.
It is huge. It's huge.
Huge.
Hey, Dan, this IG report news is coming out. I don't know. It's kind of conflicting. So, one side of the equation says, well, there's just not much to it, and okay, a low-level lawyer is going to get indicted. But then, you know, we hear terms like historic and, you know, set the woods on fire type rhetoric from others. But what is it? What is it going to be?
Well, let me play the story from CNN, and then let's talk about this.
Okay.
Hold on, loading.
Here it is.
We've got some breaking news that we're following right now. Our senior justice correspondent Evan Perez is learning new information about the origins of the Russia probe and what. There's somebody under investigation right now?
That's right, Wolf. This is an investigation that began and was found as part of the probe that's being done by Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the Justice Department. And what he found was that there was an employee at the FBI who altered a document that was used in the preparation for one of the FISA warrants, one of the warrants, surveillance warrants, that was done against Carter Page, who was the Trump campaign aide. This document, whatever changes were made, was substantive enough to change the meaning of the document. We don't know a lot more about it. We don't know, for instance, whether without this change the FISA would have been approved or not, but it is a substantive change that was made to this document. And Michael Horowitz confronted this FBI employee during one of the interviews that was done as part of this review. And that person admitted to making that change. So now this is part of a criminal investigation that's being done by John Durham, who is the prosecutor in Connecticut, who was appointed by Bill Barr, the attorney general, to do a wide-ranging review of everything that was used, all the intelligence that was gathered to begin what became the Mueller investigation. So again, this is an altered document. There's a lot we don't know about this employee and what the motivations were, but it is a big deal, obviously, for you to make a change to a document, to alter it in any way, and that's why it's
so under FBI agents under investigation. It's clearly this is going to reverberate and provide ammunition to the president and his allies that this whole Russia investigation was criminally wrong.
Exactly.
Now, that was Thursday night. I played that on Friday, and I said, notice the source of this is CNN and Washington Post. And I was very suspect of it at that point. It seems that Wolf Blitzer didn't get the memo that what you're supposed to have said is that it didn't alter the FISA warrant. It didn't. It was a low-grade person here. And this is the only wrongdoing that was there and by a lonely DOJ person. I think this is a complete setup. I believe Lindsey Graham. I believe John Solomon. I don't believe the Washington Post. I certainly don't believe CNN.
Okay. So the idea behind it being, not much, nothing to it, is a CNN mainstream media type preemptive strike.
Yeah, well, what happened, here are a couple of things to think about. We have heard zero leaks, zero, from the IG's office. Yeah. Nothing. So yeah. Now all of a sudden, on the eve of the report dropping on December the 11th, all of a sudden somebody is trying to set the tone of this, which is what I was suspect of. So somebody leaked something saying, no, there's nothing here. Don't worry about it. And it's in the narrative. Even Chris Wallace is going to say this. And ABC is saying this. Chuck Todd saying it. CBS is saying it. Everybody is saying it. And they're trying to create that narrative. So you think, well, the report's no big deal. And so when they don't cover it, you're going to remember what they did cover, what they did say, and not what they was actually in it. And this to me is kind of a setup that this is going to get a very low grade coverage on the by the media.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear, I think Boris's own, well, maybe Sean Hannity or somebody like that would say this report is going to shock the conscience of the nation. Well, that, you know, an arrest of a...
Well, I don't... Yeah, you need to take anything like from that. Sean Hannity and cut it in half. When I hear Lindsey Graham say something, that is... When he said, and we'll go back and pick up the piece from Friday, when Lindsey Graham said you can take it to the bank, then... That means a lot more than Sean Hannity, but particularly CNN or Washington Post saying something.
How much longer? Not much longer.
You have November the 9th. I mean, December the 9th.
December the 9th. Yeah, well, waiting in anticipation here,
man. Anticipation. You too. Don't fall off.
Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
Don't fall off of that hayride.
Well, the only mind altering substance on our Thanksgiving is the tryptophan and the turkey, so... If I do, it'll just be because I'm taking a nap.
Well, call in on Friday with your Iron Bowl prediction.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thanks, Papa B.
Thank you.
News Show 93.1, Demo Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pros like you find savings every day at Lowe's. But with our Black Friday deals, you can save even more. Buy a DeWalt 12-inch 15-amp dual bevel sliding compound miter saw for just $3.99. And you'll get a DeWalt heavy-duty adjustable miter saw stand absolutely free. Load up on extra batteries and get a 4-pack of DeWalt batteries for $140 less. Now $159 for this week only. For Black Friday deals like these and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Saw offer valid 11/27 through 12/5. Battery offer valid 11/28 through 12/4. U.S. only.
NAPA Know How.
Just in time for the holidays, select Craftsman tools are now available at NAPA. Celebrate with a Craftsman 20-volt cordless impact wrench kit for just $149.99. It's the perfect gift for everyone in your list, even you. So get great savings on select Craftsman tools, now available at your local NAPA store. Quality parts, helpful people. That's NAPA Know How.
NAPA Know How.
At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/19.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? they see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yeah, when I got home on Friday, I listened to a couple of things here, and there's this new narrative that's out there on Ukraine.
Yep.
That the Ukraine is a totally made up, totally falsified. It's really Russia that's doing it, and it was in everything.
It hit me Friday, Dan, where I was like, what the hell is Fiona Hill doing there? Dr. Fiona Hill, I'm sorry, doctor. Like, she was the one to advance that and put an official face on it.
So this was NBC Nightly News Friday night.
Breaking news tonight, the middle school shooting plot stopped. The 13-year-old under arrest, charged after classmates overheard his threats. The chilling items officers found, including a hit list, drawings of the school, 100 rounds of ammunition, and a semi-automatic weapon. Server secrets, a new bombshell report about Russia's years-long campaign to frame Ukraine for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Prince Andrew's royal mess, word he may be out at Buckingham Palace, and more major business partners backing away from the Queen's son.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There is an eye-opening new report that Russia has mounted a misinformation campaign for years to blame Ukraine for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Peter Alexander has the latest.
Among a parade of witnesses, 12 testifying over 5 days, the president's former Russia advisor, Fiona Hill, who debunked the conspiracy theory that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election to help Democrats. But today, the president touted that theory again.
You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing. Why did they give it to a Ukrainian company? That's what the word is.
This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
In fact, American intelligence officials in recent weeks briefed senators on Russia's years-long misinformation campaign to frame Ukraine for Moscow's hacking. And as House Democrats move closer to an impeachment vote, the president is firing back.
We had a tremendous week with the hoax, you know, the great hoax. They call it the impeachment hoax. And that's really worked out incredibly well, and we have tremendous support.
In that nearly hour-long phone call with Fox News, President Trump saying he welcomes an impeachment trial in the Senate if the House votes to move forward.
Frankly, I want a trial. Number one, they should never, ever impeach.
President Trump also delivering his take on David Holmes, the embassy aide in Ukraine, who says he overheard that cell phone conversation where he says the president asked Ambassador Gordon Sondland for an update on the, quote, investigation.
It was quite loud when the president came on, quite distinctive.
I can't hear when and you could be 2 feet away. I can't hear people making calls. I can't hear the other side. That was a total phony deal.
Meanwhile, this mysterious tweet from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who's now back on Twitter, claiming the White House refused to return access to my personal Twitter account. Out of fear of what I might say, the White House tonight says it did not block the account.
And Peter, we're also hearing about the Justice Department's internal watchdog report into the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign. What's it saying?
Yeah, Lester, that's right. Sources familiar with that report due out next month say it will accuse lower-level FBI officials of mistakes, including in applying for court permission for surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor. But they say it discounts claims of FBI bias. Lester?
Right. Peter Alexander, thank you.
Two false flags at the same time in
wow.
one story.
Wow.
Okay, so folks, what they're doing is notice they the second part of that story, the last part of the story, was exactly what we're talking about. There's nothing to see here. It's very low level. Nothing to see here. No wrongdoing. But then the first part is Russia is basically doing the Ukraine hoax. Nothing there. Nothing there at all. Let me tell you what the facts are, and they laid this out in that Friday testimony, is that there was a DNC operative that went to the Ukraine embassy here in D.C. and met with them. We don't know what it's about. We do know that the ambassador did come out and beat Trump up in summer 2016, after he had the nomination. They also have the guy with the black ledger who did release that, who was a member of parliament. That is interfering in our election. They completely ignore that. Okay, so before that report happened, then there was another one on Meet the Press Daily on Friday. Russia started the Ukraine hoax. Chuck Todd.
We know the president and his allies are clinging to and repeatedly publicizing a debunked conspiracy theory that somehow it was Ukraine that meddled in the 2016 election, stole the DNC things. You know the bizarre story that somehow Hillary Clinton hacked her own party and all that stuff. Well, now we know that they're doing it despite senators and their aides being briefed by U.S. intelligence officials who made it clear, no uncertain terms, that it is Russia that has been attempting to frame Ukraine for the 2016 election, and they've been doing it for years. And even if we assume that none of the Republican senators passed on the information to the House Intelligence Committee, a parade of witnesses this week also testified that the theory has no merit, including one of the White House's own Russia experts, Fiona Hill, who explained why.
This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves. Right now, Russia's security services and their proxies have geared up to repeat their interference in the 2020 election. We are running out of time to stop them. In the course of this investigation, I would ask that you please not promote politically driven falsehoods that so clearly advance Russian interests.
Well, despite Dr. Hill's pleas, several Republican members of that intelligence committee doubled down on those conspiracies at her hearing.
At the end of the day, the commander-in-chief concerned about 2016 election meddling by Ukraine.
But at the same time, certain Ukrainians did work against candidate Trump, some with the DNC.
Alexandria Chalupa, former DNC official who admitted she provided anti-Trump information to the DNC and to Hillary Clinton. Nellie Orr from Fusion GPS, who helped to create the ridiculous Steele dossier.
And this morning, President Trump passed on yet more disinformation on his favorite TV network.
You know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They have the server, right, from the DNC, Democratic National Committee.
Who has the server?
And the FBI went in and they told him, get out of here. You're not kidding. We're not giving it to you. They gave the server to CrowdStrike or whatever it's called, which is a company owned by a very wealthy Ukrainian. And I still want to see that server. You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing. Why did they give it to a Ukrainian company?
Are you sure they did that? Are you sure they gave it to Ukraine?
Well, that's what the word is. And that's what I asked actually in my phone call, if you know. Right. I mean, I asked it very point blank because we're looking for corruption.
It's a stunning embrace, not just of misinformation, but of Russia propaganda by the president. He is promoting something that is completely at odds with the U.S. intelligence community. He himself has been briefed by his own former National Homeland Security Advisor that this is a debunked conspiracy theory. It's completely at odds for officials who work for him, say. This demonstrates how successful the Russian misinformation campaign has been, particularly inside Trump's political party, and it continues to be amid the effort to impeach the president. So what exactly are the consequences of these Trump-Russia disinformation campaigns? Well, up ahead, we're going to talk to an expert who's testified before Congress about both Russia hacking and the spread of disinformation. We'll be right back with more MTP Daily after this.
That was Friday. Now, notice all the ornaments he put on that tree?
Yeah.
That the Senate got briefed, but the House didn't. Intel Committee did not get briefed? Were they too busy with the hearings? So, on the Senate Intel Committee are Richard Burr, Jim Risch, Marco Rubio, Susan Collins, Roy Blunt, James Langford of Oklahoma, Tom Cotton, and John Cornyn. Now, I think one of those, if they had gotten a briefing and it said what Chuck Todd said it said, I think they would have said something. I'm telling you, folks, this is strictly they're teeing up the ball. They're teeing up the ball, and they're basically saying Russia is using Donald Trump as an asset. It's going back to the Russian asset, that he's believing the propaganda, he's spreading the propaganda for Russia because he's pro-Russia. They're going to go to that, and it's not a do-nothing vice report, so there's no need for us to report on it. This is a setup, folks. I'm telling you. You're even going to hear Chris Wallace buy into this. Going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Conan, the dog wounded during a raid in Syria to take out Islamic State terrorist leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, gets a hero's welcome at the White House.
We just gave Conan a medal and a plaque. And it's really, and I actually think Conan knew exactly what was going on.
President Trump, after meeting with some of the humans who took part in that raid as well. A sailor convicted of posing with a corpse will be allowed to retire as a Navy SEAL.
It ends a saga that led to the termination over the weekend of Navy Secretary Richard Spencer. Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters President Trump gave him a verbal order ending a review proceeding for Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher. Last week, President Trump tweeted Gallagher would be allowed to retire as a SEAL. Gallagher was acquitted of stabbing to death an ISIS prisoner, but convicted of posing with the corpse in Iraq in 2017.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice day to start this Thanksgiving week. Lots of sunshine today. High temperature in the upper 60s. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. The overnight low 43. Tomorrow, comfortable day. High 73. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. Showers become more likely and some thunderstorms perhaps Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. High Wednesday, 73. And how about this for a holiday forecast? Partly cloudy with a high temperature up to about 66. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And whatever comes your
way, yeah, gotta go make it happen. 272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, they're trying to build a barrier there, trying to protect and inoculate themselves from this, the things that are about to happen here. The fact that Chuck Todd went so far out on a limb with that, all that, it's just amazing. And like I said, what I'm doing is I'm keeping very close records. And when this comes out, I'm going to go back and play the these people talking about this to see how much it matches up with reality. Because what they're doing is they're being told something, they're reporting it as a fact. And it's coming from people that have been their long-time sources that have been wrong time and time again. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Guy Willis. Guy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Let me ask you a question. You heard over the weekend about Nunes, the Democratic, or CNN coming out, I think the Daily Beast, saying that he'd had contacts with Ukraine official trying to dig up dirt on the Democratic Party.
I have. Did you hear them?
Well, let me ask you a question off of that. I have heard very little about the three senators that they have an actual letter where they requested the Ukrainian government to dig up dirt under Donald Trump.
Well, what they're going to say is that what they were doing is asking them to cooperate with Mueller in their investigation.
Okay. Yeah, that's another thing. You say you put a spin on it. I want you to cooperate with Mueller trying to find dirt on Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to hurt Donald Trump.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, let me tell you, the rules that apply to them are not the same rules that apply to Trump.
I'm not saying it is, but I mean, I think that is there anything that can be, is there anything out of source of that ethically? That you know of.
Well, I don't know about the three senators. I don't know about the three senators, but Nunes, and we'll get to him, and I'll get to him next if you'd like.
I don't think he's done anything.
No, just hang on. He actually is suing them, and he gets down to why he's suing them, because then they can't lie to a court.
The other thing that I don't know why people. And you correct me if I'm wrong, don't stress the point that, like, first off, the president has a right to investigate corruption. That's the first thing. Second of all, he said, it applies to the 2016 election, and I don't, it doesn't matter whether it's a vice president, a president, or a senator, if they're involved in corruption, it doesn't matter. Corruption is corruption, and it doesn't matter who's involved. And second of all, when that had Joe Biden even announced his candidacy when that request had taken place? That's the other thought.
Yeah, the answer is no, it hasn't. And the thing, what they're trying to do is they're trying to inoculate themselves. And Nunes, and we'll play him next here since you're so on the subject. The Nunes makes a point of why these things are happening the way they let me tell you, they got nothing. And they're trying to create something out of whole cloth, and the bomb is about to be dropped on them. And I think this is going to be much worse than they're downplaying it intentionally.
Well, the other thing, and I'm actually, if you picked up on this, Giuliani said this, and Donald Trump Jr. said it one time. Giuliani said it once. Giuliani referenced the Ukrainian scandal, the corruption involving the Bidens, was only one country. Right. He mentioned Romania.
And China.
And it, maybe there's more than just that one country that Joe Biden was, I guess, the in charge of overseeing relations between the United States and their government and the corrupt activities. And that Donald Trump Jr., I think he was on Fox News. He was talking about the same topic, because they were talking about nepotism and corruption. He mentioned, look at Nancy Pelosi's son in Romania. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Did you say you did hear it? Or did
I
not?
Did hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's probably the reason you got such a terrible pushback, is you got somebody that's trying to bust it all up, and they don't want it busted up.
No, let me tell you something, and this again is why I believe Deval Patrick and Michael Bloomberg are getting into the race, because I think that Joe Biden's going to implode. And
then
who is the conservative, who is the moderate person for them to go to? Well, that would be Pete Buttigieg, and they know that's a loser.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because African American, it would be the largest African American vote ever for a Republican, or since at least since Eisenhower's led it. Reagan was number two.
There's a lot left if they really uncovered it and really exposed it. It could lead to a lot of issues and probably criminal prosecution. But yeah, I'd still go with Trey Gowdy. I doubt anybody of any high rank or high standing is going to be prosecuted in criminal court.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time.
All right, you take care.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah, this is a full court press going on.
It really is. I mean, once you get to the Glenn Simpson interview here, this thing is amazing. It is so, and let me tell you something. Chuck Todd is such a little political tramp, it's unbelievable.
You said tramp.
He gets used by people. Intention. He loves being used.
Wait, are you saying he's like a gentleman of the evening?
He's like
figuratively speaking, not literally.
Yeah. Literally. Well, I was going to call him political whore, but I thought tramp was better, more fitting him. So let's listen to Nunes, and this is interesting. This is a lot of things that guy was talking about. The suit against news outlets. Listen to this.
Let's get to these attacks on you. There are a lot in the mainstream media saying that you had meetings in Ukraine with the prosecutor. What do you say about this?
Well, I've been used to this for the last 3 years. The House Intelligence Committee Republicans, we continue to expose Democrat corruption over and over again. And what always happens is right when we expose them, what do? They go out to kill the messenger. So this week, another fake news story. The problem with this week's fake news story is we actually caught them. And we caught them badly. And it also involves criminal activity. And so what we're going to do, I gave a statement out on Friday night, we are going to take both CNN and the Daily Beast likely into federal court right after Thanksgiving. And we hope they cooperate, because we're also going to be working with the appropriate law enforcement authorities, because it is not okay to work with someone who has been indicted on serious federal crime to build a media narrative and dirty up a member of Congress. So look, Maria, you've seen it. The American people have seen it over the last 3 years. We out them, and then they come out with a media narrative to try to dirty up the people who are doing the work on behalf of the American people. So we hope that CNN and Daily Beast will cooperate with the court. They should comply with the subpoenas once we file this and go through and sit for deposition.
It should be fun.
Yeah, Nunes, I think, is wise to these tricks, and he's tired of it.
He is, and this is actually a very good move on his part. And if there's a guy who's been right, it's been Devin Nunes. So let's continue on here, and he's going to be talking about, he can't talk about the possible obstruction of justice, but it's going to come out. Listen.
Congressman, this is a story which comes from Lev Parnas, who of course, as you know, is an associate, former associate of Rudy Giuliani, who says that you met with the prosecutor Shokin in Vienna. Bottom line, were you in Vienna with Shokin?
Yeah, so look, Maria, I really want to answer all of these questions, and I promise you I absolutely will come back on the show and answer these questions. But because there is criminal activity here, we're working with the appropriate law enforcement agencies. We're going to file all this. Everyone's going to know the truth. Everybody's going to know all the facts. But I think you can understand that I can't compete by trying to debate this out with the public media,
right,
when 90% of the media are totally corrupt. And because this is criminal in nature, and because it's so bad, it's so slanderous, we've got all the facts on our side, and we're going to file in federal court, because I'm not going to sit here and try to compete against the media that I have no chance of winning with. I will win in court, and they'll have a chance to cooperate, and they'll have to show how they worked with somebody who's been indicted, which is, you know, likely conspiring to obstruct justice.
Uh-huh. And you're going to get down to the reasoning behind that in just a little bit. Let me go to a break, quick break, and I'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The clarity is coming through here. We've learned how to spot these things now.
Indeed.
And Nunes has certainly learned how to do that. Okay, so he's going to talk about why he's doing the suit. And this is very, very interesting.
Just to be clear, you're saying you're suing CNN, you're going to sue Daily Beast, you've sued Twitter in the past, you think this is going somewhere, you're telling me that CNN committed criminal activity.
It's very likely, or they're an accessory to it, right? So none of this is true. That's what I've said. My statement is it's demonstrably false. We'll get to all the facts when it's filed in court. So, you know, but somehow, you know, they're either witting or unwitting of listening to somebody who's been indicted. And no, and not only that, but it's their lawyers. So you're talking about third and fourth hand hearsay to do what? To dirty up the leader of the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee that just destroyed their complete narrative that they've been pushing, this new Ukraine hoax they've been pushing for the last 2 months.
Yep.
I think the American people see through it. And look, the sad part is I'm the last guy that wants to go into the courts, but the media has become totally corrupt, that now they're willing to actually engage and help with criminals, indicted criminals.
Mm-hmm.
These people are sick, and the only way they're going to be held accountable is through the court system. And it's the only chance I have to actually get the facts out for the American people, because they can't lie to a court.
So that's going to be interesting. I mean, from what I've read about this, I mean, if they're doing a false story and they know it's false, then he's got grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be able to prove that from emails and constructs that they've gone back and put together here. Okay, now Nunes is going to add to the equation here. And he's going to be talking about the hearing airtime. Now, this is an important subject, but listen to him talk about it.
Let me go back to the impeachment hearings. In a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with your colleague, Elise Stefanik, a Republican from New York, who really is emerging as a star within the party after she took on Adam Schiff. Tell me where we go from here and what your takeaway is after you and the Republicans got what they wanted, I assume, public hearings, all of this out in the public. Was it what you expected?
Well, the good thing is that all the networks covered it. So, and I mean not just the cable news networks, the cable news shows, but all the networks. So the Republicans, House Republicans, got more airtime in less than 2 weeks than we've gotten in the last two decades. And so for the first time, the American people have been able to see that House Republicans are not only serious legislators, were competent, and it's probably the first time that many Americans, especially independents who watch the major networks and don't really watch cable news, it's probably the first time that they actually realize that this whole Russia thing was a hoax. And the Ukraine thing is a hoax. And the Democrats are a joke. This is a disaster for them. And they got to see, you know, the House Republicans, I'm obviously the leader there.
Yeah.
But I'm really proud of what they've done over the last 3 years. We've done really tough work working in the trenches with the media running cover for the Democrats. And they got exposed over the last 2 weeks. So this was nothing but a total disaster for them.
Yeah.
And I hope that they have more hearings. I mean, if they want to do it more, they want to give us more time on network TV, I'd be glad to let Elise Stefanik and John Ratcliffe and all the great members that we have on our committee actually speak directly to the American people.
All right,
couldn't be any better.
Okay, now he said something that was very important. They've got more time now, he said, than in the last couple of decades, which I'm not quite sure if that's true. But when I was kind of surprised. NBC, CBS, and ABC carried it live. And they took Days of Our Lives off, and they played at 2:30 in the morning. And so that didn't make a lot of people happy.
Right.
But that was the first time that the public actually got to see this and watch it. Now, it was boring, but if you did what I did or we did and we pieced together the Republicans, you had a very powerful argument. Now, it got down to how it was being reported in the news and what we heard and how it was being reported, just like the NBC Nightly News Friday night thing that we had. They didn't necessarily match up, but America got to see it, even though the ratings were down to 6 million for the Friday show. But last week it was in the 16 million category. That's still a small percentage that's there, but he's right. I think that's why the polls are changing so much on this thing, is that people are kind of getting it. You're listening to it differently. The composite audience is supposed to be more in the neighborhood of 35 million. In other words, you take somebody who's seen at least a piece of it and you get them to the 35 million. Now you're getting to a substantial number, and these are mainly adults over 21. So it, and 21 to 55, by the way. But I think that's why some of these numbers are changing here, and why this is really starting to wear on folks. But again, they are creating their own narrative here. Listen to Jessica Tarlov basically repeating the talking points here on Fox.
Jessica, your reaction to the reports, quite rightly, the reports about the IG report, right, although I will say they were widely circulated over the weekend. And how do you expect the president and his supporters to respond if it turns out that their narrative about this conspiracy turns out not to be true?
Well, I think that they'll respond as they do always when their narrative is taken down a notch, like it was last week by Fiona Hill in the impeachment hearings. They're going to turn around and say exactly the same thing. They did this consistently with Bob Mueller, continued with this is a witch hunt. There's no legal factual basis for anything that they're claiming. So Democrats are going to have to figure out a way to effectively message this and probably not make it a linchpin of any 2020 campaign, but get the information out there for those that care that there was no political bias at the top level of the FBI, that the Carter Page FISA warrant was proper and legal, and that the operation Hurricane
Crossfire.
Although
apparently there was a doctoring of a document in the renewal.
Right, but Horowitz still found that it was proper and legal to be surveilling Carter Page, who has personally bragged about being a Kremlin informant anyway. So Democrats have to walk that line, and I believe the president and his supporters will continue to do just as they have, and maybe even throw Horowitz into the deep state pool and say that there was something wrong with the investigation.
Little heads up with that. Notice how she's actually was predicting the way the media was going to cover this, what the substance was going to be, but then how they were going to cover it. And I think what's going to happen is they're setting this up. See, we told you there was nothing there, and they're just going to kind of keep playing that, and they're going to make the Republicans argue the point. Now, I think talk radio and cable and local televisions may start seeing this a little bit differently. I was told by somebody that lives in Washington, D.C., or that live in Northern Virginia, but the D.C. area, that the way the local TV stations were covering things and the